Chip, Jay, and I, Gillian Tidestrider, have found ourselves shipwrecked on a mysterious island, face to face with a strange, laughing, wrinkly boy in a dangerous wood. But as for how we arrived here, I, Gillian Tidestrider, shall recount the events that have led us to this moment. The ship blew up, but as they say, we will continue to tumble.
That's not what they say.
Everybody, welcome back to Just Roll With It. My name is Grizzly. I'm your DM, and here's my players.
Hey, I'm Zach, otherwise known as Bizzly, and I play Chip.
Hey, I'm Condi, and I play Jay.
Hey guys, I'm Charlie Slimeskull. I play Gillian, and my favorite flavor of ice cream is Cherry Garcia.
I didn't know we had to say that.
Yeah, we were doing fun facts. You guys missed on the fun facts. We were doing fun facts.
Why isn't yours favorite?
Appalling group we have here, gentlemen. Just
beautiful.
Whack. I like the little fruit chunks in my ice cream. I think it's appropriate.
That's disgusting. You're a disgusting being.
Little hard cherry chunks.
Listen. All I'm gonna say is I really like the Tonight Show ice cream from
the
Ben
Tonight
and Jerry's.
Dough. That shit bangs.
The Tonight Dough. Yeah.
Tonight
don't talk
great.
About. Don't you dare talk about Ben and Jerry. You know what? I stole my wife.
Ben and Jerry both stole them.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Was it like at the same
rough,
time
though.
Or like?
I don't fucking know, dude. They called me because she was leaving me for Ben and Jerry.
And welcome to Just Roll With It.
Welcome to Just Roll With It.
Yeah.
You know, I made a safety.
Who knows
frame.
How those divorce proceedings are gonna go? But we're gonna.
I made a safety
just roll
frame
with
video
it.
For Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
You made a what?
Yeah, actually.
Hey, as part of a client course, I made a safety video for all their new employees.
Awesome.
Is this the council or is just roll with it? Let's stop talking and play D&D, all right?
Jesus Christ, man! I try and say one fun fact.
I'm tired of hearing your fun facts.
Fine.
The facts are rather mundane, my friend.
I'll row for it next time.
They're not fun enough. Not for me.
We need funner facts.
Jeez, do I have to roll? I have to roll for fun facts on this show.
Get out your dice.
Roll for how fun your fact was.
Roll for how funny you are.
When are we getting Ben and Jerry on the show?
If I roll a button.
Come on, man. You know that's a tough topic for him. Come on, man.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
if
that.
I roll above a 10, we start. I roll a 2.
Okay. Good episode, everybody. The dice have spoken. We do not play today.
Where are we last left off? Chip, Gillian, and Jay. Approached an irregular motion in the waves, assuming it to be the beginnings of a whirlpool. However, what they found was actually a group of dancing sea lemurs,
Woo!
Creatures that perform in the waters, creating the cyclone that they saw. Against Jay's better judgment, and because of Chip's lack of foresight, Gillian tries to feed one of them gunpowder, leading to a large explosion that sinks the Big Chipper. Pour one out. You all float on the ocean's surface, and after phoning a fishy friend, you're led to the shores of an unknown island. After defeating the great evil fire beetle that guarded the entrance to the forest,
yes!
You all made your way through these woodlands. A bit of the way through, you begin to hear a peculiar noise in the distance. Chip notices a strange wolf look at the group before darting off. And then, an old man, hidden behind a nearby tree, jumped out, barely avoiding death by Jay's arrow. And that's where we pick back up. He stands in front of you and he's like, huh! And you guys had some conversations. Chip tried to deceive him, which was successful.
Oh, nat 20, he believes the shit out of me.
Into believing that you guys have a crew and a ship. And so he looks at you and he goes, hey, wait! Don't go. Oh, we ended
yeah.
with the joke. We ended with the funny joke. That
yeah.
funny
yeah.
joke.
Yeah, we ended yeah. with the land. We ended with the land.
The old man chuckles and then he looks at YouTube and he says, well, if you've got a ship, then leave. Don't come on the island.
I mean, is there a reason that we shouldn't be here? Or I mean, we can go.
Oh, yeah, it's the beast. What's the deal with that?
There's many reasons. I'm tired of it. Get me out. Take me with you. Please.
Well, hang on. We don't really know you that well. I don't
we
know
can
if they
protect
take
you,
so kindly.
Little one.
Let's go back to the ship.
Gilman.
Why
are you here?
Ship, this small boy needs our help.
He's an old man. Where are you?
Something's clearly wrong with him, though. I mean, like, why is he laughing so much?
Don't talk about it. Tell me something funny again.
You must be very funny. This must be what it is.
So, do you have a name or an?
You look at him. He's looking around. His brows are furrowed as if he's really frustrated. And one keeps raising up every time you ask him a question. He looks around. He's got his hands on his hips, but he's got a really big smile. And he looks around. He's like, "Whoa!"
They call me old man Errol.
They call you what?
Old man Errol.
Errol.
Old man Errol.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I run an inn, sort of bar in the town. Nearby.
Oh, so there's a town. Where's the town?
But I want to leave it all behind. Take me with you. You've got a ship. Let's get out of here. Don't come to this town.
I am Gillian Tidestrider. This here is Jay, and this is Chip.
I hear you.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
right, don't touch me.
Good to meet you.
Shake my slippery hand.
Great to meet you. I don't shake his hand. I don't do
disgusting.
That.
Why is it all wet?
Why is yours all wrinkly? Have you been swimming?
That's not funny.
Where is this town that you could lead us to?
Well, you were already headed towards it. I was out here picking some fruit for the old kitchen, and then I saw you walking to the forest, and well, you look new and lost, and I thought maybe you'd have a way off the island. You do, right?
We are starting a new life here.
I just looked towards
what?
The ship.
No, we came to look for the artifact, but I mean, since there's none here, it seemed like the nicest place to just exist.
Spend a few nights, yeah.
Perhaps
yeah.
we can
Spend
help you
nights.
As well, old man Errol.
We can, yes, we can do that.
While grinning at you guys, he looks at you and he says, "No, oh, there's nothing great about this place. Let's go."
Listen,
why are you
well,
such a
you see, our ship.
This island.
I'm tired of it. Nothing
our,
is ever
Our ship
funny.
Is great. Our ship is in tip-top shape, but it's not going to set sail tonight. Hey, Gil, what's that over there? I think it's another beetle.
I go.
Okay.
We've really got to set up for the night, but if you can take us to this inn and maybe give us a stay for the night, we can get you off tomorrow.
I keep telling you to get off the island. Why do you want to come and stay here?
Well, we can't go anywhere else.
But why?
Errol? The ship's not going to set off tonight. It's not up to me. It's the captain's orders.
Where's your captain?
He's not here. I don't know.
Must be a smarter guy. When an old man tells you to get off the island, you leave. But what's wrong with your friend?
As you guys see Gillian running around and trying to look for the beetle.
Oh,
He's looking for beetles.
I'm struggling.
I want that audio bite.
Old man Earl.
I just picture him on all fours, fucking like head snaps over his shoulder.
Disgusting. Oh my god, that's awesome. He gets a little closer, he raises the eyebrow, looks at you again. Still got that really big smile on his face, and he says,
"You got a coin. What's your names?"
He just told you our names.
I wasn't listening.
Okay,
shit,
well,
this is a good joke.
Not funny.
No, it's not. He's crazy. My name is Chip.
I'm not crazy.
And we're really just looking for a place to set up for the night. If you could take us back to your inn, that'd be great.
You're gonna pay for it.
Well, I mean, we can pay you and travel tomorrow. You want to get off the island? We need a place to stay tonight.
So a trade.
Yeah, exactly. A trade. Yeah.
Persuasion.
Yeah,
you have something we want. We have
persuasion. Sure.
Gil is just like fucking bug-eyed, like popping a blood vessel.
That is an 11.
Let me see the ship.
We can't go back to the ship now. It's almost nightfall.
No trade.
Listen,
perhaps we would be able to assist you with acquiring food for the inn as well.
Yeah, we could do that, but we should definitely get in soon. You live here, as you know. There are wolves around here. We shouldn't
wolves?
Be out too long.
They don't abide. They're friendly. Everyone's friendly here.
That's not...
They all laugh like you? I mean...
None of these creatures in this forest would hurt a fly. Not even the flies would hurt a fly.
Lies, I say as I slice a fly in half.
Oh, what a waste of life. Shit. Not funny.
It almost got you.
Sorry, kid. You either work or you pay for coin or I see the ship.
Okay,
we will
Yeah,
work.
We can work. We can work.
We can work, sure.
All right. We will work. Instead of the other thing.
I give Gillian a little wink.
He just blinks. Just blinks back. Both eyes at once.
I love him so much.
He reaches behind the tree that he jumped out from.
You must use both.
From behind. And he grabs a basket that's already full of different, an assortment of fruits. And he says, only thing I need left is some of the oranges from in town, and I'll show you the way. But I'm telling you, the town, the oranges. anyways. It's this way, follow me, and he waddles, he waddles over this way. He starts to waddle, carrying the basket, towards the sound, which you guys hear is now getting a little bit loud.
I want to help him with the basket.
Sure, yeah. All right, whatever. Funny, you got any more of those jokes? Please.
I only have fish jokes. Would you like to hear a fish
Lay
joke?
Lay it on me.
Charlie, stop Googling fish jokes.
Hey, Chip, I'm not sure how much we should trust this guy. He's kind of a little bit...
All right.
Him to take us to the town?
The dolphin swims up to the coral. An eel comes out. He says, I'm Glub. Huh.
What if
that sucked!
No, what if there's no town? What then, huh?
There's
what
gonna be a town, stop.
Okay. What if they're all crazy like he is?
Okay. I'm not crazy!
A fish.
I'm very whispering.
A fish swims upstream to another fish. And the fish says to him, what's going on? And the first fish looks down from where he came from after he swam up the stream and says, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with current events.
What'd you say?
Can we just time skip? Can we just travel? Can we travel, please?
Hey, by the way, I made that one up. You can tell because it sucked.
You guys follow Old Man Earl as he just kind of walks, bouncing up and down, and he looks back, and again, he's got the grin on his face, and he says, I promise, it's really nothing that great about this town. If you want to go back, I'm all for it. I can leave the wife, she won't notice.
No matter what, it's going to be in my top two towns.
It basically just keeps making jabs about how he would really like to leave, and that this is probably not the best town. But
that's weird.
You guys follow him through the woods.
That is strange.
He seems to be frustrated and just very sick and tired of living here.
Okay, is she like fucking cursed or something? Like,
so as you guys exit the woodlands, you want to check what, for a curse?
Yeah.
Is there something that Gillian is gonna do?
Absolutely. This guy's being really fucking weird.
I think that's Arcana, Jack, isn't it?
All right. Yeah. Sure. This guy's being weird even for a. I got a 2.
Yeah, you don't notice shit. So, cool. As we keep going.
I need to laugh more. It's very normal.
Distracted by the thoughts, the conflicting thoughts of the part that you are a part of a lie being told to this old innocent man. It's blocking your connection with the arcane, and trying to get a grasp on if this guy is being controlled by some evil or under an evil curse of some sorts. So, you cannot ascertain that. But you guys continue to follow old man Arl throughout the woods, like I've said. And as you exit the woodlands, you're met with wooden walls that come to form an archway-shaped gate that is currently half open. Walking through this gate, you guys hear the sounds of conversations being tossed around and cackles ringing through the air. The town spans just one singular street, and it houses a multitude of various businesses, market stalls under awnings, and other buildings that are all shouldered together on each side of this main road. The people of this town happily bustle together, rhythmically, it's a big word for me, bro, rhythmically laughing together, as if all on the same inside joke. That's what you see as you come. Old man Arl is just leading you through this town. It's crowded, bustling. People are there. There's stalls, all kinds of things on left to right. So, well, if there's anything you guys would like to do, say, everyone's just kind of jovial.
What is this town full of joy and wonder called?
Oh, well, you've stumbled on to the island of Laughing Lot. And this is the alleyway town of Mornstead. Welcome home, I guess.
I suppose so.
Home? like...
Everyone's really happy.
Happy, I know! Yeah. It's terrible!
You're all
hate this place! As he keeps walking through the town.
I don't understand how land works, but if this was underwater and I got here, it would be very sus.
It is very sus.
Just wanted to confirm that.
You know, maybe it's not so bad. I mean, it's pretty nice. I'll start walking with a little pep in my step.
Mm-hmm. You walk on a ray of sunshine now. You're greeting the people as you pass them. Everyone, like, one person throws a hand up to you. Is like, hey,
hey!
And then another person's like, oh, newcomers!
Little high five. I'll turn around and give some finger guys walking backwards. Back. Yeah, we gotta leave.
You guys are walking through this.
I'm doing all of his gestures, but very wrong.
I'm kind of huddled in myself, like, you know, like, keeping to myself.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
We can stay for the night.
Take this wide stride and start, like, horizontally flipping people off because of the finger guns work.
people excitedly raise their middle fingers up to you and flip you off back and go, oh! And then, Old Man Earl turns back and looks at you guys Jay. He looks at you and you're kind of cowering into yourself. And he's like, what's wrong? I told you not to come.
I have never felt more welcome in a place.
You know, can you just bring us to the inn? I'm just really tired.
Of course. It's going to be at the end of the street here, and then once we're there, we'll talk business.
Business. What's going on, Jeremy? Jacob over there. Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, yeah. New guy.
yeah. Paula, oh, God, I see you got the bread going.
We need to leave.
A girl looks at you, giggles, and then blushes, Chip, as you're walking through the street. She goes,
I nod at Chip as if some sort of affirmation of something that he's told me before. I walk up to one of the villagers, put my hand on their shoulder, look them dead in the eyes, and say, I look back at Chip one more time.
Give him a thumbs up.
Dap me up.
Yes.
I fucking crack my knuckles.
Do you do you start the gesture?
You've got this.
Watching eagerly.
You have this. Go into the dab.
What's the dab me up check?
That's right.
Performance?
I think that should be sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand?
Dude. I have a minus two. Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, sure. Dab of hand. Roll dab of hand.
I got a 7.
Oh.
You go up to this very tall humanoid man who is very burly, and his forearms are massive. His hands are thick as mitten gloves. And
nice
he
forearm.
Reaches out and he goes,
don't say it.
And nicer dap.
No. Why did you say it?
Okay.
And he. Oh my god. He
How bad
grabs.
Does this go?
Huh?
How bad does this go?
It's pretty awful. You can.
Sorry, I'm a little slippery. I just keep sliding. I can't. We can't make the sound.
Exactly. He keeps trying to go and connect the dap and seal the dab, but it just isn't dap enough. And the dap isn't being dapped up. It's actually dapping down. And he's starting to get...
I say, he's like, I'm just keep trying to dap him up. What is your name?
Alfred.
Alfred, I have betrayed your trust. What can I do to earn it back? I have failed this dap.
Stop touching me.
Just one more, Alfred. Please give me one more shot.
Riz.
What's up?
Is there anybody in this town who's not laughing joyously?
Some people are just smiling without laughing.
Okay,
but everyone
like,
seems to have the same
incredibly happy. Okay.
Joyful expression, yeah.
I just wanted to see if it was like a black sheep.
I want to go up to Gil. All right, Gil, it's time to go. See you later, David.
Chip, I failed.
It's all right. Just keep that smile going.
Show it to me again.
The dab? Oh, it's like this. It's like this. Check me out. And then as we're walking, I want to like try and teach him how again.
I accidentally
As you're walking away from Alfred, he looks and he nods and he goes, "Better dab next time, kid." if you want to look for something specific like
Fight
that,
on,
Jay,
Alfred.
Though, like someone that stands out in that sense, you're gonna have to roll investigation.
Okay. 16.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. You're okay. Trying to teach Gillian how to dap? How does that go?
Essentially, as we're walking, I'm just kind of like, no, you got to grab here. You're so slippery. Why are you so slippery? I want to grab out like a rag and try and wipe him off, wipe off his hand.
I go, I get his hand when we do the dap up. And like, since my hands are wet, I start like squeezing it to make like a squelch sound.
That is a gross
squelchies.
Sound.
Squelchies.
That's what a squelchy is? That's gross.
That's a squelchy. You still don't know what a squirty is. You're not ready.
What? I want to keep trying to wipe off his hand, but it keeps being wet.
That is... My pores will always be able to keep up with you, Chip.
Why does it keep getting wet?
My natural lubrication is insurmountable. It's enough for that interaction, I think.
Okay, so Jay, we'll come back to your investigation check in a second. You guys continue to walk down this long road. You see different buildings. There's lots of shops. Some people are selling like basic potatoes and other sorts of food. Some people just have like tables to sit at. And it looks to be a lively, I want to say just like an alleyway street town of different like, imagine being in a place and you smell like ramen and other kinds of like that sort of like richness to a like a small town that's just built on this one road. As you guys are going, I don't know if that made sense, but as you guys are going down,
it's nice. Before we get sounds nice.
It is very incredibly joyful as you are experiencing
nice.
As you're walking down the road.
And that is a normal thing.
It's not.
All right, old man Earl looks back to you guys. Homo's there. Actually, right. My setup, my shop is just right around the corner here. But these two, you're not gonna be able to miss them. They're a lively bunch. The two stalls,
both oranges. Just grab some oranges and then bring them back to this place right here. And he points to it. It's somewhere right here. This is me, my setup.
Yeah, all right, sure, tavern. Buddy, we got you. Okay. We'll be right back over to you. And yeah, I turn around and my smile goes to like a very straight face.
This place is fucking insane.
This place is joyous. What is an orange?
It's
you just pointed at an entire fruit stand. Yeah, it's like multiple choice, and I didn't study,
orange,
Chip.
It's the orange
it's the
one.
The orange one.
Just a bit away, you guys see on the opposite ends of the street. On the left side, there's a stand with this person, this figure, and on the other side, there's another figure with the same stand. They're both kind of reaching out at people as they pass by these two stands, and that's where Old Man Oro pointed towards for collecting oranges.
So, like, Jay, you had to, like...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I'll say you had to, like, pay for the oranges? Like, or we just grab
know.
Them? Like,
I think we just gotta grab them. I mean, he didn't give us any money.
That's true. What if he thought we were going to pay for it? Because
Jay, you're really going to have to pep up a little bit, because I think these people are not going to take kindly to you moping around.
I don't want to.
My bad! I forgot! Here's the change for the oranges! Watch
what
I can say.
Yeah, thanks! Yeah! Seriously?
Thank you, I have a loose understanding of
what
your currency is.
Listen, what if we just ran away with the oranges? What do you do with the money? We can just build it like a...
We're not gonna run away, now smile or
just
die!
Just give us a lot of money.
I won't
That's
let my
money.
Hands be oranged like that.
What?
I don't
what?
Know.
Okay.
I don't know how anything works.
Somebody, a random person behind you, Gillian, hears you speak that and they go...
Yes!
No, don't,
Jay,
don't. This
Chip,
wasn't funny.
This place is for me.
No, we've got to get
I can defend these people.
Actually, No, this place is for you. Right, so here, take this money. This is a lesson in how to interact with people. You're going to trade, okay? So I want you to take this money. This is money. And I want you to trade that for those oranges over there. It's the round... orange ones.
Why do you belittle me so?
I'm not belittling you. I just want you to... This is training.
So I exchange this for the... I don't even want to get into colors. I
do
don't
not
know.
Have colors underwater? Like, how does that...
I know you definitely have colors down there.
Our
you have
names
colors.
For everything are one shade off.
What? Okay.
Listen, I mean...
Well, just... You'll do great, man. Just go
made
over there.
Things very confusing. The so the orange, the orange is the red one, yes?
No, the orange is it's the orange one.
What you would perceive as orange.
You
the
see
lime
the...
is the orange one to me.
Sure. Okay, just hold it up and I will say yes or no.
All right.
You got
I'm
this,
off
buddy.
To hold oranges.
You got
Here
this.
I go.
Go for it. Do it.
Chip,
do it.
What are we doing? What do we
if
do?
If it goes south, we run and leave him.
Okay. Hello, men.
So, Gillian, as you walk away from, you guys are splitting up. Essentially, you're watching.
We're
him
just
walk
gonna,
towards
yeah,
this.
We're
just watching
stand
him.
Stand
watching
around and like
kind of
laugh to each other and like have an awkward conversation that's not a real one. Like,
but you're not.
Yeah, we're laughing. Yeah,
you're not gonna. You're gonna.
You don't
want to
die, Jay. You don't want to die. You want to stay alive.
I don't want to die.
No.
I don't want to
nope.
die. No, I don't. I don't want to die.
Gillian is happily chuckling a little because this is the first social cue he feels that he's been able to pick up on.
But what I'm saying is that you guys are staying kind of a bit away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So Jay, as you are standing there with Chip and looking around for someone that kind of stands out a little bit, you actually get a glimpse as Earl opens the door to his inn/tavern. There's a person in there dressed in like. Like a figure, it's a small stature figure who seems to be kind of looking around quizzically, not with the same happy expression, but doesn't notice because he's inside of the building that you just peered into and caught a glimpse of.
Yeah.
But this is as Gillian is walking over towards the two stalls, the two market stalls or wagons that hold these fruits. And as you get there, you see on the left side is an excitable salesman. This humanoid is actually a fox person. They have a very fox-like features. Okay. They have that reddish orange fur. The eyes are charming and yellow, and he's currently wearing a green hooded vest. It looks like he has two tails. It's just one tail split in half. And he looks, as you approach, he goes,
"You want to buy some of my tangerines? Yes, you want to buy my tangerines? Yes."
And then as he says that, you look to your right. And across the street, holding a wagon of similar colored fruits, is a whimsical saleswoman. She's a heavy-set half-orc, but she has paler skin, long braided blonde hair, and a merry expression with rosy red cheeks. She wears this low-cut red and white flannel and these denim-type material, blue pants. And she goes, "Oh, don't listen to him. You want to buy my clementines?"
I use my divine sense to see which one is good and which one is evil.
How the fuck does that work?
I detect... Okay, until my next turn, I can detect anything celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet. One of these must be a demon trying to trick me.
Oh my god, Gilly, there's no demons around!
Only my own.
You can't. They are both waving at towards you. They grab you on the shoulder and then they kind of pull you back and forth. Little tug of war. The fox goes, "Come on, tangerines. They're the best.
Is a tangerine an orange?"
What?
Is a tangerine an orange?
Well, it's a type of. And then he gets cut off by the other person across the street. He goes, "Oh, he knows nothing about the fruits that he sells. These aren't mere." Oranges per se, but they're mandarins, and the clementines are superior. So you want to buy my? No! The other guy from across the street says,
"Neither of you have oranges, then."
They silent for each other. They look at one another, and in unison, they both go, "Yes, they're oranges, but you want to buy mine, because they're higher quality, smaller." And then she goes, "Oh no, then mine are prettier and they're more ripe, so they smell better." And the fox like, "I picked these myself."
For audio listeners, Charlie is having a mental breakdown.
Oh god.
In your left ear, you just hear them both laughing at you.
I take my hand and it begins to glow with this white light and I press it against myself. And I close my eyes. It is my destiny to find the orange. And I cast minor prophecy on myself that functions as guidance. I want to attempt to make a roll here to figure out which ones are the oranges.
Okay.
I'm so in character right now. You can't bring me out.
Go ahead and roll.
Hello. My name is Dr. Misley F. Channel, and today I'm here to talk to you about a special podcast. Now you may be wondering, Dr. Misley, what is this special podcast? Shut the fuck up, I'm getting there. Now this podcast that I'm talking about is actually the second Just Roll With It campaign. That's right, they got two. They're really awesome. I wish I could be a part of that, but I'm not. I'm just a medical doctor. Now, what I'm talking about is Just Roll With It Prime Defenders, a podcast set in the world of superheroes. The show is run by the devilishly handsome Bisley Channel. God, I wish I was that guy. He's just so hot. And the show has three incredibly unique characters that I'm going to introduce to you a little bit right now. This first one here up on the screen is Dakota Cole. Dakota Cole is a 17-year-old high school student with the abilities of... He's strong, I guess. I don't know. He's a really strong guy. Dakota spends most of his time training to become one of the best heroes he can and trying to save as many people as possible. With that fiery red hair and that fiery personality, Dakota really brings an awesome dynamic to the team. And of course, it is the illustrious Grizzly Plays to bring this character to life here in the show. And of course, that's just our first character. Next up, we've got Vincent, who is from a fantasy world but was dropped into this world of superheroes and has to make sense of it all. Vincent may shy away from school bullies, but he definitely doesn't hold back when it's time to be a hero. And he's also played by the amazing Conda Fiction. God, I wish I was that guy. Oh, man. Vincent may have a lot to learn about the world, but he can learn it from his good friend William Wisp, our third character. William is a mystery-solving young teen with an eagerness to learn more. But curiosity couldn't kill this cat. Or maybe it did. I don't know what happened to him. Either way, he's got a really sick ghost form. William brings somewhat of a balance to the team, which is kind of weird because he's played by Charlie Slimesicle, who, now that I think about it, has never brought balance to the team ever. But you know what? We're all trying new things. In this show, these three kids are going to have to prove themselves as heroes and find time to finish their math homework. And if you're not sold already on the campaign, take a few words from some people who have listened to the show.
After watching just one episode of Just Roll With It Prime Defenders, my dick grew to be at least 10 inches longer.
Just Roll With It Prime Defenders brought me back to life.
You know, I gotta say, after just one episode of Just Roll With It Prime Defenders, I think my wife is gonna stay with me. We were able to work things out. The kingdom stands once more. Thank you, Just Roll With It Prime Defenders. Thank you.
Stop making me put this thing on. So what do you say? Stop being a little motherfucker and go watch Just Roll With It Prime Defenders today. The first episode is live right now here at patreon.com/justrollwithit. And remember to tell your friends about it, okay? Word of mouth is the only way that Dr. Misley F. Channel can promote this podcast. It's me, Dr. Misley F. Shit. All right, maybe it's me. It's me, Bizzly. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't promise that I'm going to be the best person to run the game. It's my first time doing it, right? I've never run a game before this. But I can absolutely promise you, I'm going to give it everything I got. I'm going to make the best story I possibly can, and I have more faith in these guys to do the story justice than I do in anybody else. So once again, please just go check out the show, at least the first episode. It's available right now, patreon.com/justrollwithit. I'd really, really, really appreciate it. And I thank you for even watching this far. I hope to see you over there. Take care.
Oh. I'm trying to ascertain.
A four! It is my destiny to find the orange.
Remind me with what exactly you're trying to
reveal
figure out.
Reveal yourself
here
to me, Citrus.
You stare, you close your eyes, and then your left ear, you hear the laughs of this fox-like person who's a ki 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 ki, and then on the right ear, you hear the bellowing boast of
no, I must trust myself.
And one of them is shouting, Tangerine! The other one's Clementine! And then you sit there, and you clutch, and you sniff, and you look to your left, and you realize, and then you look into the eyes of this fox-like person. Who has a... Who's... You look deep into their soul and the insight. You gain this insight that this... They really did pick by hand superior mandarins, which you don't know what they are, but they're oranges. And the person on the right, you look into their eyes, and with your insight, you see a sense of greed and no passion. What? For collecting these mandarins anymore. And in your heart, you know that the one who is more eager, the fox person, is the one who has most likely picked the better mandarin, the tangerine.
I go over to the woman. Do not let your spark fade. Though you may...
What are you talking about?
Have the inferior orange for now. You still have time to ripen on the inside. What is this? And I look down at the money I'm holding. I buy the oranges! I buy the fucking oranges! I go over to the other stand. I say, hello, yes, I'd like to purchase the thing. And then I give him the money, and then I buy the oranges, and then I walk back over.
Yeah, Jay, stop crying. Stop crying, Jay. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah. No, stop. We're stop crying. Die. You're gonna die. Jay, you're gonna die.
My conquest. Wait. I put my hand. I only hope Good that I set wait, that wait, woman wait. On a better path.
I just saw somebody in the inn who wasn't laughing.
Okay.
That's the good one. Did you get the oranges?
Yes, perhaps we can give the person who seems to be sad another orange so that they will be happy.
Sure, yeah, well, they're not our oranges. Let's just take them and bring them in and then sleep and then wake up and never come back here again.
How are we getting out of here?
Glad we were in sync on that one.
Yeah, high five. Damn me up.
Well, we'll sink that ship when we get there.
He just starts fucking sweating. His hand begins to glow again.
Never mind.
Guide me, power of the deep. Allow me to have the deepest dap. Shit, I fucked it up.
All right, listen, before we go in there, Gil, if you really want to show respect and make a good name in this town, that guy in there, he's bald, Gil, okay? He doesn't have any hair, all right? And it is a great honor, a great sign of respect for you to just slap them right on the head when they don't have hair.
I've noticed this inflection you have is always directly before something catastrophic happens.
The only catastrophic thing that happened was you blew up my boat, okay? But I'm still willing to help you out here.
Is this a form of repayment if I do this?
Yes.
Ancient,
this will definitely fill my heart with joy, Gil. Because you will be respecting this man so much. Jay, my ship blew up today. Let me have this.
Why don't you, Jay.
Get in line. I'm first.
Okay.
Okay, who's the bald guy? Is that the guy? Is that fucking
that's,
old man
that's
Errol?
Old man.
Yeah, that's Errol.
No,
that's
just calm your fucking horses now, trying to...
Little bald boy.
Go
tiny,
from one thing
whiny,
to another.
Tiny, whiny, shiny
You're not
man.
Even inside the tavern yet, okay? I haven't even told you what you see when you get there. You guys are just... You want the reins here, you can have it. I'll go take a nap or something, bro.
I want you to slap his bald head.
Okay, before you, you have now been given a new quest from Chip to slap the bald head of old man Earl. After successfully buying the superior Mandarin from the fox, who, by the way, as you give him the money, he says, hey, thank you for doing business, kiki. And then you can see that the person on the other end starts to look angry as you're walking away. They seem to be doing this competition daily.
I gave her what I could. I gave her the advice I could.
She... in that moment, I mean, her expression did not change from any sort of, it's the same joy, but behind the eyes, you knew it hit something, maybe.
Her eyes are hollow.
If you really want to change her, you have to roll for it, but we'll think about it later. As you guys come back, you're about to enter the inn, you now have the oranges, you bought a whole basket full. You guys are walking in, and as soon as you do, to your great surprise, Gillian, the majority of the seats and here are filled.
You say bald people?
With bald men.
I extend a hand. May my
old bald men frequent this tavern. Friends of old man Earl.
May I strike true.
I want to cast
guidance on myself once more.
I would have taken the oranges from him, and I'd just be standing there with the biggest grin on my face.
I like
Chip,
fucking.
What have you done?
I like put back both of my hands and like open them up, like ready to run down two rows of bald men. And like an airplane taking off.
I just visualized
across the runway. I want to run down and bestow upon them this courtesy.
I
slap every bald man in the room.
This is my favorite moment.
Just real quick. Roll to hit. Just once.
Yes.
Just one roll. Roll to hit.
The glare is intense, but I shall persevere. Because
Jay,
they're bald.
You notice as he gets into stance and widens his wingspan, you do look over and in the corner there is that same person that you saw in that black leather. Still not, you can't make out the features of them just yet, but they do seem to kind of get up and like rear back a little bit towards the corner as they see this show about to start.
Are they bald?
What did you roll?
Is the person in the corner bald? No, I rolled a 17 plus 2, so a 19.
You don't really notice a person in the corner yet, Gillian, but I'll just tell you now, he's not bald and he's not in this row.
Oh, well then he's not on my radar.
Yeah, you're good. You rolled a 19?
Yes.
Where?
17 plus 2. Oh, wait, why did I roll a hit with my fucking longsword? Hang on. Oh, wait, no, no, no. Okay, yeah. So, no, the D4 I rolled was the guidance, which is added to the to hit thing. I have the same for my arm, so okay, plus yeah. 5. So it was 12 plus 5 plus 2, so 19.
Yeah. Dude. You... This is just an immaculate situation.
You so much.
Fly through this row, and you hear the...
Yes! As I wish this, well to each and every one of you.
This,
I would have just collapsed to the floor laughing, and I would have dropped the orange just because I'm just losing it.
There you go. Chip's getting the Chip's understanding now of this town works.
You drop to the floor laughing as you watch NJU as well. You guys watch Gillian run through this these rows of bald men in this tavern. And you see old man Arl just sort of drop the glass that he was cleaning as he watches this. And then you hear the psh, 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 and the heads of these old men duck and recoil from the impact. All of them have now this big red print on the back of their head from Gillian's strong arm, a strong slap, and it echoes. And there's silence for a second.
I would formally like to greet every single one of you. Hairless people.
Can you actually roll a performance check for me?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I can do that.
What would you guys like? Would either of you like to do anything, Jay or Chip?
I still get guidance, so it's fine. I'm sure. How bad could it be? How bad could it be? How bad could it be? Okay, 13.
I just stare and I start breaking. I start laughing. I'm like,
this tavern, they all look, it's in silent. They look at you, Gillian.
I mean, like, fucking, like, deep bow.
As you bow, you just hear all of them stand up, and you can hear the screeching or the movement against the barrel against wood as they're all sitting on barrels. They go, as they all stand up, and they look at you, and they go, ah! As the entire old man group erupts in laughter, and except one of them.
Yes. Your smiles shine as bright as your domes.
One of them, oh my god, a natural one. One of them lumbers up to you and he's chuckling and rubbing the back of his head. And then he drunkenly sways and tries to go for a punch, but he misses and he falls.
I dap him up when he doesn't. I dap him up.
Yeah, you do.
Successfully, you dap him up since Chip taught you. You don't even have to roll for it. You dap his fist up on the way down. He falls, he hits the ground and he's laughing. Some friends of his pick him up. And they all sit down now. Nobody seems to be too angry. This might be a custom here. This might be actually the way that
holy shit.
People greet each other.
Lucky.
But you're not. But you're not. You're not totally sure. They all just seem to feel the same jubilant. They all just look joyful, and they all sit back down after this one person tries to retaliate at you.
Thank you, Chip. Where would I be without you?
I don't know.
My, give me the oranges. Come here.
I'll get up off the floor and pick up the oranges that rolled all around when I.
If you try and slap my head, young whippersnapper, I'm gonna sing you to the dapper clapper, and you're gonna. Don't dare! Don't do that.
I look at Chip. Do I want to go to the dapper clapper?
I'm nodding like violently.
Okay,
up and
I
down.
Slap him in the head.
Okay, roll the head.
What was it?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. It's a 22. I saw the 22. Like, it was 15 plus 5, but I saw the 20 and my fucking eyes just went wide, dude. I was like, oh no.
22. Yeah, you successfully slap, and he goes, boom. His head sways to the left because you slap him extremely hard. And he stops laughing for a moment, and then he goes, shit, this is not good. Oh, the head! The world is spinning!
If you wish to take me to the Dapper Clapper, do it now.
I'll let it slide because you told such funny jokes! And I think you could kill me with one more slap!
Alright, we got your oranges here.
Only the finest.
We got them right here. We got them for you.
Okay, now clean the room!
Sure. Could you show us to the room we'd be staying in first?
No!
I start cleaning the room. I start cleaning the room.
Okay.
I don't clean the room. I go sit next to the guy.
I'll clean the room with Gil.
Is there water in the room?
I mean, if you get like a mop and a bucket, yeah, there would be.
Oh my god, can I show you how to use a mop?
I don't know how to use a mop.
I know.
This whole session just babysitting Gillian.
No, but it's so good.
I think this campaign's gonna be.
I get a mop and a bucket, and Chip shows me how to do the WAP. Next scene.
So you walk over to the figure who's still in the corner. Right,
yeah,
Jay?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do as you sit down?
I'm kind of laughing as I kind of like separate myself from. I sit down. You don't belong here, do you? What is going on here?
You sit down on this table, and you see a very short, gnomish person, thin in stature.
Mm-hmm.
You look at him; his face is pointy. He's a little bit broad, broader than I described, but his hair is jet black, slicked up into this pompadour, and it rests above bushy black eyebrows and expressive blue eyes. His threads are all black leather, including fingerless studded gloves as he's sort of, twirling the fingers together or touching them together as he's sitting back in the corner. And he looks at you and he looks around.
Very conniving.
Yeah. He looks at you, he looks around and he's like.
Oh, fuck, I was wrong. He's laughing.
Oh. You talking to me, eh? You talking to me?
Oh, God.
No, you're not talking to me. You knew around here. You knew around here.
I am new around here. Why are you laughing?
No reason. Just waiting for someone. Usually comes around this hour. What are you doing? Get off the island. I mean, what are you doing here?
What was that? Get off the island. Why? Why should
you
I?
You were talking to me, eh?
I'm talking,
sure
to
you
right,
talking to
I'm,
me.
I'm literally talking to you right now. There's nobody else at this table. You're the only one here. I'm talking to you. Why do I need to get off the island?
Chuckle. You better chuckle a little bit. Chuckle. Laugh a little bit. That's good.
Yeah, why do I need That's to good. Get off the island? Please tell me. I'm scared right
he
now.
He looks around again a little nervously. He sees old man Earl who's like, he was rubbing his head and cleaning the countertops of the bar and just kind of. Oh shit! You got a way out of here!
I look towards Chip.
He looks at you with
you
really
look
wide
over
eyes.
And Gillian is holding the mop upside down and like scraping the bottom of it against the floor. And I'm just. It's what I imagine.
You make eye contact with me?
Sure. I'll
okay.
Yeah.
I actually I'm like yeah, we do totally probably.
That's good. And he leans in real close. He goes, "I'll get my guys and we'll meet you at the coast and we're getting out of here. You understand?"
What? What does that mean? Why
he leans back?
Why do you guys all want to get off this island so bad?
Who's all? Who's? There's more! I mean, what are you talking about? Anybody want to get off the island?
Every single person I've talked to, which is really only two people so far, but yeah.
That old man, Earl, he never wants to be here. That's nothing new. He just doesn't like doesn't like living anymore. He's retired. He wants to retire from
what
life.
What the fuck? That's very dark.
He looks at you, this is his not a eyes widen, matter. And he rubs his hands together, and you notice he's got a small tattoo on his wrist, but you don't really make out what it is. As the sleeves kind of brush up as he's raising his arms towards his chest.
That's a cool tattoo. Can I see it?
What are you talking about?
The tattoo on your wrist. I want to see it.
None of your business. I mean, oh, this thing.
Yeah.
Listen. I gotta go, okay? But about that getting off the island, just forget I said anything, all right?
Yeah, of course.
It's just a joke.
Shake your hand.
We tell jokes about it, all right?
What's your name? I want to shake your hand.
Don't touch me.
Fuck.
I don't want to be touched yet.
What?
Wait, that was my laugh.
All right, you're weird. I'm gonna go clean the floor.
As he's walking away, he's standing up, and he's very short. He's about like three foot tall. He's very gnomish. He's very small. He's kind of standing in the corner on a barrel back there, and he hops up, and as he does, he pulls something, a paper, a parchment of sorts, out of his sleeve. And he just slides it under the drink that he puts it under the mug that he was drinking from or holding on to. It's still full of liquid as he slides it over to you with his note underneath it. And he goes, all right, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hey, you talking to me? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
All right. He walks past the old men who got their head slapped, and like three of them go for a meaty head slap to him, but he ducks it. He goes, hey, watch where you're going. I'm walking. And they all laugh at him. They all laugh at him as he's exiting the tavern. What did you say you do, Jay? And Chip,
he's
and
here.
I look at the parchment he put under.
He's walking. Okay.
At this point, I'd say that Gillian and Chip, you guys have somewhat cleaned the floor and also scraped other parts of it.
Okay.
It'd be pretty wet. I make it pretty wet.
It's
get water everywhere.
It's slick. It's cleaned up. You guys bring the mop and the bucket back to old man Earl, and he says, "All right, just give me a minute to wrap up here, and I'll show you where to go." Everybody's gonna be like, "What?" I'm not sure which one is open yet, but I'll check. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
And he walks into a room in the back. This tavern itself is kind of rectangular, but like a bunch of rectangular boxes stacked up on each other. As I said, these buildings are like shouldered together, and this is one of those buildings that's kind of shoehorned in.
Yeah.
And it just it's just a tall building. It's not very long. There's enough space to hold a tavern, but like it's to the point where the stairs are just like up, kind of like a two-way staircase on like pushed against the wall to get to the other floors. It's nothing fancy.
I wanna like go up to Jay and kind of like lean in on the counter and go, "Hey, stranger, have I ever met you before?
Hey,
what's your name?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck?
This place sucks. Everybody here is insane.
Lean in. Well, it's not that bad.
He kept asking if I was talking to him, and I was the only person there.
Wait, who?
There's nobody else. The guy who walked out of here was like, "I'm walking here." Everybody saw him walking. He didn't need to exclaim it out loud.
Yeah,
Why did he do that?
What did he say? Was he like everybody else?
Yeah, but he wanted off the island, and he said he'd get his boys and meet us at the coastline. So I don't think we should go to the coast tomorrow. And also he left
just
me this
a reminder, we don't actually have a ship.
I know, I didn't tell him we did. I mean, I did tell him we did because you told
I'm walking.
I told him so we didn't die.
Yeah, but I'm so scared that we're gonna die.
Okay.
Listen, he left me parchment paper. He let me a piece of paper.
Okay. What's on it? What does it say? Here, let me see.
I don't know, I don't wanna read it in public.
Let me just get the paper. No, wait till we
get to the room.
Why?
Oh my god, you take it out of my
hand.
Yeah,
I just take it and I read it.
Alright, you snatch the parchment out of her hand.
Alright, what is it? What does it read?
You open the note that was folded at first, Chip. Mm-hmm. And on one line, it just reads the word cathedral. And a line under that, it's the word pass. And under that, it says, "So this is the sushi chef with the 4 or 5 fresh fish."
Oh no.
Wait.
One more time?
So, I've sent the image now of what this parchment, and I can show it here. It was folded like this. Show it for the people who are watching. Fold it like this. Open up.
That's so sick.
Yo.
And it looks like this. Right there. That's what he. Cathedral. That's what you open up to look at.
Okay.
That's what he hands you, and that's what it says. One more time, it just says cathedral, pass, and under that it says, "So this is the sushi chef with the 4-5 fresh fish."
We're fine, fresh fish.
And okay.
Fine, fresh fish.
I'm just like reading it out. I'm trying to read it out. So this is the sushi. What are you saying?
Let me read it. So this is the sushi chef with the 4-5.
As you guys are going through this,
I see the challenge in this act. Allow me, Gillian Tidestrider, to attempt. So this is the sushi chef with the 4-5 with the fuck.
You got it.
It is my destiny, and I do cast guidance on myself. So this is the sushi chef with the 4 fine fresh fish.
I think you had to do it faster.
Why?
As you guys are studying this note in the corner of this tavern, of Old Man Earl's tavern, which you haven't actually caught the name of just yet. Throughout the night, as you've been helping out Old Man Earl and cleaning, and Jay, as you were talking to the mysterious short man who is definitely walking here, there's been more people than just old men who have come in and sat down. Lots of people have left as well. But it's still been lively, as it seems to be the only joint in town, pretty much. However, as you guys are studying this note, nearby in the room, you all hear a thud. It catches your attention immediately, and you glance over to look, and you see a woman who has fallen onto the floor, her barrel knocked over and rolling. She's clutching her stomach and rolling from side to side, boistering out laughter. Just as she does, the sound of her voice grows more and more hoarse as she loudly yells and howls. Her breathing gets more hysterical, and you notice, all of you notice, that the room has gone silent, and you look closer, and she has tears falling from her eyes, which is normal when you laugh this hard, but everyone is still as she's doing this, and as the howling slowly fades into a wheezing breath, she stops. Her body goes still. In the middle of the room, there's a bit of crimson that drips from the edge of her mouth. Do anything at all?
Can I gauge the reactions from everybody else in this room? Insight check kind of deal? Or...
You look around,
quiet
Jay.
Right now, right?
Say that again?
They're all being quiet right now, right? Like they're not
for a second
anymore.
It's silent and still, and if you're looking around, you notice that a man, a burly man who is sitting next to her, crouches down and rubs that red liquid from her mouth, and you hear him begin to chuckle. And you all notice his eyes swell up with tears. And then in unison, the whole room erupts in a cheer of laughter, where everyone starts to leave, bustle, and trip over each other, exiting the tavern. And he lifts this woman up. And that is where we end tonight's session.
What? Holy fuck!
Okay.
So,
my God.
Next time.
Now next that time. Is a raffle.
No, yeah. Raffled
now that is
so
a rafflecopter, baby!
Mad.
She lulled to death.
Holy shit, man. Holy fuck, dude.
One would even
what
say
the
that
hell's
she rafflecoped.
I wonder why that's gonna happen. I guess we can share our theories in this week's episode of Just Rolled With It.
Rolled With It.
The show
yeah,
after the show.
We're gonna
talk
go.
About the show that we're gonna do right now.
We're gonna get right into that shit, guys. If you go over to Patreon, you can find that there. But we have a lot to talk about from this episode and the last, so we will see you guys over there. But holy fuck, man!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Thank you guys for playing, and thank you guys all for listening. I hope that you're enjoying what you've heard so far. I know it's a little rocky since it's I'm still learning what to do and how to do
it. We know that you're enjoying what you've heard so far, all right? Let's just say that.
Either way, we really appreciate you, and hope everyone stays warm in this coming summer. Forget it, man. Just get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I'll see you later.
My name is Gillian Tidestrider, and it appears we have reached the end of the episode. I will now thank every single one of our wonderful patrons in the High Roller tier. First, the Big Motherfucking Cheese. I have only recently learned of cheese. It is exclusively a surface food. I tried milking a fish and was unsuccessful. Thank you, another Sophie. How many are there? Thank you, CL, who says, hello, JRWI Twitter. To you, JRWI Twitter. Stan Pretzel. She is very nice and good for tweets. Curious cosplayer, you may do me next, but there only ever will be one Gillian Tidestrider. Divinator, you are epic. Indy Mindy 9, you seem nice. Let us go gather cheese sometime. Jay Newell, thank you as well. Currently, all the Jays I am acquainted with are very good, so you are also very good. JRWI Enjoyer, thank you. I would also be a JRWI enjoyer, but then I would need to acknowledge that I do not exist and am merely a passing figment in a human's mind to create entertainment, so I'm just chilling for now. Jumpiest Venus 34. It sounds as if you have good reflexes. Maybe one day we will fight together on the battlefield. Legate Walsh. Thank you as well. I see that you are new around here as a patron. Have you yet been acquainted with my friend William Wisp? Let's get this broad. Thank you for your contribution. Broad? What is a broad? It sounds awesome. Resha Snivy, thank you as well. Let your squirties be strong and your squelchies be long. Riker Kurote. What the fuck is this? Riker Kirotu. I have never fought a villain as powerful as the pronunciation of this name. Salutatien. Thank you as well. I bet you blow incredible bubbles. Serene is actually a skeleton. Thank you. How are you a skeleton? Walmart Man, thank you as well. I'll see you in Walmart, which is now canon. Thank you all for listening to the episode, and I'll squirt you later. Gillian Tidestrider out.